This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you so much for being in class today. We're not going to take any calls today. We've got 2 hours of instruction. I think you'll find it quite fascinating. First hour is Marty Barrett. She is a college instructor. She's been teaching biology in the classroom for most of her after college life. And we're going to be talking about COVID-19 and firsthand experiences and some interesting questions that we'll address. Second hour, Bert Bertonis is going to be joining us, and he'll be in the front of the classroom. And he'll be talking about the Carrington event, 1859, what we know about it. This will be part two. And what we can do to protect our equipment at our homes and businesses from damage from the next one. It's not like if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen. So thank you, but no calls today. Next week's schedule will be Dr. Norm Shealy Monday, Rich Sheehan Tuesday, Gwyneth Isaacs Wednesday. I'll be solo on Thursday. I'll be talking about tips from my unfinished, unpublished, not available for sale book. Then Friday, hour number one, Maggie Craddock will be back with us. And hour number two, Kathy, our domestic engineer. So that's the schedule. I want to welcome Marty Barrett from the East Coast. Welcome, Marty.
Thanks. Good to be here. Plenty to talk about today.
Yeah. Okay, Marty. So, COVID-19, would you like to start with the misconceptions in the United States of America why we're not bouncing back like other countries?
Sure. I think as a society, we're a little spoiled, to be honest. It seems like at first when things were shut down, people thought, okay, I can do this for a while, stay home, get some things done. But I noticed, at least around here, all of a sudden things turned around. People are going out, people are doing things, and not based on the incidence of the virus. You know, just they were tired of staying home. They decided this thing was done. And especially I see a lot of young people that have the kind of attitude that they say, like, well, I'll probably just get it. I think I'll probably just get it now. Not really thinking it through about the really complexity of this virus. And I just noticed people going all over the place. Masks are considered, I think, almost an embarrassment by some people. They'll put it on in the store if they have to, but not in normal situations. And when you think about our country right now, just to look at the deaths yesterday, we had an average of a death per minute in the United States from COVID-19. Doesn't that kind of surprise you, the amount of deaths in just yesterday, considering there were about 8,000 deaths from all causes throughout the United States?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So I'm looking at the numbers right now. So as of midnight tonight, 2,405 cases, new cases. These are confirmed cases. These aren't, I think, these are confirmed cases. Whatever that means, That's what the current statistics are. And also that in the United States of America, we've had, up to the moment, 5,418,000 cases.
And I totally agree with what you said about what does that mean. Because for one thing, when you get tested, I've heard some people don't hear the results for 2 weeks. Well, what have you done in the 2 weeks in between there? I'm sure you weren't isolated. So we're doing, it seems like, no contact tracing, really. The point of knowing how many cases, to me, doesn't even impact anything. It seems like with contact tracing, if you're positive, you should get those results. If the country's not doing contact tracing, you could do your own. Where have I been recently? Who should I tell to be careful, to isolate? And these things aren't happening. So
well,
I think
even I'm sure you've heard some of the stories about family members who have gone to funerals, and they know they're not feeling well. They know they have it. They mask the symptoms. They go to the funeral, and they infect their entire family.
Well, that's like on airplane flights, too. They ask you, how are you feeling today? Now, if you've got an airplane flight that you paid a lot of money for, are you going to say, I'm not feeling very well today? Or are you just going to get on the plane and go?
Well, yeah, I guess the generally dumb public, the GDP,
yep,
would just go.
Uh-huh.
Me, I'm not getting on an airplane because I know that there are other people on the airplane who are GDP, and they would just go.
Definitely.
And infect me.
Definitely. I belong to several book clubs, and one of the book clubs, like the leader of the book club said, we're going to meet outside, 6 feet between people. Masks are optional. We'll share food. And it ended up, it started to rain. They all went inside, all no distancing, no masks, no, you know, totally passing food around. I've had to enter all these book club meetings as a Zoom participant because I'm not going. The rules are too lax. And, you know, when you think of it, you've got to think of the long term. Okay, is this worth getting a severe illness from? Most things are not. And people,
you know, Marty, I remember getting colds when I was younger, and it was no fun. And
right,
this was just a common cold. And when you got the flu, I could take you out for a week, and that was really no fun.
Uh-huh.
But there's damage that happens, according to what I've read, there's damage that happens to lots of organs in the body. The heart gets damaged, the liver gets damaged, the lungs get damaged. And people are saying, well, It's okay because, you know, it's all right. It's not a big deal. It's nuts.
Well, even people that are not symptomatic can have these damages later on.
Mm-hmm.
So they're thinking, well, it's just the flu, it'll go away. There might be lifelong consequences to that. And also, if you become positive, you're now considered kind of a leper in your social circle. Nobody's going to hang with you if you're COVID positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are you seeing in your world? Well, you're saying that we're not bouncing back because we are greedy. I mean, you didn't use the word greedy, but I think that's what you're saying. I think you're saying, me first. I deserve to be happy. I deserve to fly. I deserve
spoiled,
to
yes.
go to the...
Okay. Spoiled.
Spoiled and greedy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so...
People that say they're being good. People that I know, they say, oh, I'm being real good with the virus. I only go here, 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 you know, all these different places all the time. That's not being good. You know, if other countries, and they said, stay home, shelter in place, that's what happened. And it really ended here when people got tired of it, not when the science directed that.
Something that I find fascinating is the general ignorance of the GDP. Now, for example, so people are saying, oh, I can't go to a restaurant, so I'll just get takeout food. Now, is it possible that we've had people cooking food in restaurants who have been infected with lots of illnesses? It's happened over the years. We've heard these stories.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the cook has a disease and it's contagious, and now there's a real problem and the restaurant gets shut down. What about pizzas. Okay, so people order takeout pizza, and the guy or gal making the pizza has a cough, coughs on the pizza, puts it in the box. The driver takes it out, drives it over to the, you know, to the customer's house. Would you be concerned about the virus being on the pizza?
Possibly, yes. And mm-hmm. they say it's not so much on objects, like on, you know, the bags your groceries are in or whatever. We don't need to be concerned about that as much as we do airborne. But it's the possibility. And how many chances do we want to take? That's what it comes down to. You know, chances that
well,
you don't
the Chinese,
need to take.
That's a very good point. Chances you don't need to take. Yeah, you know, we've got a saying around here or an expression in Missouri, and that expression is, it'll be all right. And what that means is we don't need to put the tailgate up on the truck because the stuff that we put in, you know, the concrete blocks, the bags of trash, we don't need to put the tailgate up. It'll be all right. And we can go down the road at 70 miles an hour. It'll be all right. That's a risk. That's an unnecessary risk. If that concrete block bumps out of the bed of the truck, lands
right
in the center of the highway, and the guy behind runs over it, flips over and dies, I mean, it's unnecessary, just as going out and being careless and reckless is unnecessary. And I believe that's one of the threads in what you're saying. Is that right?
Definitely. Other countries obey the rules. This is a rule. It may be not comfortable, maybe not what I want to do, but I'll follow the rules. Here we have tons of people saying, it's against my rights to have to wear a mask. Well, the real reason you're wearing a mask, I mean, if somebody's infected, you're wearing a mask to not infect others. But I know I'm not infected, but I would wear a mask because I want to not touch my face, for one thing. So it prevents me from touching my face to transmit the virus. So, you know, it's going to change society overall, I think. I think there's going to be a lot of mask wearing for years because this virus cycle, I think it's going to be 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe longer
well,
if we don't behave ourselves.
Do you remember years ago, I'm talking like a couple decades ago, when dentists started wearing masks? Remember
uh-huh.
that?
Uh-huh. My grandfather
they started
was a
wearing. Mm-hmm. They started wearing masks. They started wearing eye protection. I mean, and they wear glasses sometimes for magnification. But they also were wearing masks so that they didn't inhale what came out of your mouth and you didn't inhale what came out of their mouths because you're face-to-face
well,
with
your dentist.
Well,
when they put that little brush on your, you know, going around your teeth all those times, it's flinging, could fling bacteria back into their faces.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're wising up about that.
Okay. And so we have, now I've been to an urgent care facility over, you know, during my life.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the masks right at the counter. So they say, okay, here's the clipboard. Sign in. You sign in. And there's a sign that said, you know, if you have any of these symptoms, put this mask on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so you don't take down the entire clinic.
Yep.
I don't have any problem with the mask. I really don't. Now, some people kind of twist words, and they'll say, I'm not putting a diaper on my head. I don't think anyone is asking anyone to put a diaper on one's head or face. I think they're asking you to be considerate and courteous
uh-huh.
of all those around you. We'll be right back with Marty Barrett.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Marty Barrett's with us, and she teaches biology on the East Coast at the college level and has for decades. Marty, you're talking about people just feeling cooped up and they're going to do what they're going to do just because they have a right to. They have freedom of speech, allegedly, and they think that that gives them all kinds of rights. Well, there were these seven girls, their girlfriends, and they were adults. I mean, they weren't children. They were adults. And they went to a winery in Ohio last month.
Uh-huh.
And they were among the 71 guests at this particular winery to test positive for COVID-19. So all of these girls, these girlfriends, seven of them, they just decided that they're going to go to this winery and play Name That Tune.
Huh.
And they all were infected as a result of going to this winery in Ohio. Now, this isn't the big city. This is a rural winery. I don't know of any wineries that are in cities. They're all in the rural America, you know, at least the American ones. So here you have people who thought that, you know, if they practice social distancing and they wear masks and gloves, you know, have the servers wear masks and gloves, everything's going to be good. And they played Name That Tune, and they were all infected.
Well, one thing is that social distancing and alcohol don't seem to coordinate together. You know, all these incidences where they're allowing people to go in bars, you're yelling at each other over the music, you can't wear a mask, just inviting infection.
It'd be inviting infection in the good old days, wouldn't it, Marty?
Right. We had to worry about the regular flu or a cold.
Yeah. Or herpes, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Marty, what are you seeing with young people? What are their thoughts?
You know, it's just like the flu. They're going to get a mild case and get over it. And it's, people are insulted if you, you know, I had a friend stop by, and I threw a mask on and jumped back, you know, 6 feet, and they acted offended. Like, you'd be, you know, you're saying I'm infectious. Well, the way you deal with, in the hospital where I used to work, you deal as though everyone's infectious. You don't pick and choose. And people feel like they'd be offending their friends if they throw a mask on. So they don't. They mingle as they normally would and think that if they get the disease, it'll be short-lived. But not always the case. Even mild cases can go on to permanent extended damage.
Can you tell us what you mean by permanent extended damage?
Well, they used to call the new term, we're adding new terms to the language because of this disease. They call them long haulers. And when I just heard the term long haulers, I thought that must be the truck drivers that are delivering, you know, the essential workers delivering the food long distance. That's what it sounded like to me. Well, instead, it's the people that have long-term effects who take months to get better, if that. And effects, as you mentioned earlier, almost every system in the body. You could get strokes. There's a new condition called glassy lungs. And what they mean by glassy lungs is that you, when they do an x-ray of your lungs, it looks like there's broken glass in your lungs because there's little flecked particles all throughout the lungs. It's probably indicating scarring throughout the lungs. And this can happen even to people that are asymptomatic. They found that heart disease, heart muscle damage, strokes, which can lead to blood clots. They can interfere with kidney function. Pretty much you name it, any area of the body can be affected by this. And I think it's going to be like a little bit like 9/11. You know, if you were a firefighter and you escaped unburned from 9/11, you think you're free. Well, look at all the health effects they faced long term. Now they're having to fight for their medical rights, all these people that are, you know, have severe illnesses. I think it's going to be the same with the COVID. There's going to be long-term effects that we're not even aware of yet.
And when you're talking about restriction of the lungs to do their job, you want to know what that's like, class. Oh, take a few paper towels, fold it up, put that over your face, and try to run around the house with that. See what that's like. See if that's what you want to be like from now on.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he blames Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee he'll face in November, for politicizing the coronavirus pandemic.
Biden has been wrong about the virus. ignoring the scientific evidence and putting left-wing politics before facts.
Meanwhile, a new poll out this morning says more Americans trust Biden with the pandemic than President Trump. The PBS NewsHour NPR Marist poll claims Biden has an 11-point lead over the president on that issue. White House advisor Jared Kushner says he recently met with rapper Kanye West, confirming yesterday he spoke with the famous Trump supporter who's making a run for the White House himself now. Kushner telling reporters that West has some great ideas for what he'd like to see happen in the country. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A new report says taking a so-called gap year before going to college after high school could cost someone $90,000 in lifetime earnings. It's according to a new study out of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. It found a missed year could be costly in the long run. While many potential students might have might be considering delaying higher education because of the pandemic especially, they say the pandemic has also driven unemployment higher, putting college graduates in a better position to get a job over those with just a high school diploma. Social justice groups in Louisville, Kentucky, are calling for cancellations of the Kentucky Derby now. Yesterday, a spokesman for No Justice, No Peace Louisville said the city should cancel the Derby and put its energy into finding justice for Breonna Taylor, who was killed by Louisville police during a drug raid on her home. Last week, police announced new rules requiring protesters to stay off the city streets and not to block intersections. The national group Until Freedom says those new rules are designed to silence protesters ahead of the Derby, which is now set for the 5th of September. And a Minnesota woman's been declared the world's fastest backwards speller. Pam Onnen of Minnesota broke the Guinness record when she spelled 56 words backwards in a minute. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Marty Barrett's with us. Marty, there's a small city outside of Springfield, Missouri, about 70 miles from our farm. It's called Ozark, O-Z-A-R-K, Missouri. And about population of about 20,000. And the news report just said, the Springfield news leader said that there are 25 people who work for the school system, of which there are about 1,000 employees of the school system, that are under quarantine. Now, they won't exactly say who they are, but one department of the school system is under quarantine. They won't, you know, the school system won't say who, what, when, where, why. They'll just say about 25 are under quarantine. And the superintendent, I can't believe what he says. Quote, this is to be expected. What he was saying is, he said with a staff of nearly 1,000 employees, this is to be expected. Now, why would that be expected? Why would you expect anyone to be infected? I would expect teachers to be a little brighter than the average bear. And I would expect teachers to be cautious because their lives are focused around nurturing and working with children. And you would think that they'd be extra careful. But he's saying 25 out of 1,000, nearly 1,000, are under quarantine. And that may increase and it may decrease. But they won't say who. That's a problem for me. I'd want to know who.
Yes.
Because is it the cafeteria workers? Is it the guard at the door who greets all the students? I mean, who is it? Or is it the guy who cuts the grass or fixes the roof?
Yeah.
You know, who is it someone who's in lots of contact with the children or not? But that's what our government does. It doesn't really help us understand what's happening. Now, do you think that number is to be expected, or do you think that why should anybody be expected to have it, as
yeah,
I feel?
I think the number is horrible. You know, right. People think the only people that get the virus are people that are elderly and have pre-existing conditions. And that is the majority of the people, but it's not all of them. You know, there's many cases, they say like about 25% of the cases are between 45 and 64. And 4% of the cases are 18 to 44. And a percentage of those have no underlying conditions. So it's kind of an unpredictable virus in some sense. So people are all in a hurry to get back to school. I mean, I can see the reasons to want to go back to school. Students are less motivated online, usually. One of my friends is a special ed teacher, and she specializes kind of in behavioral high school kids with problems. You can imagine how hard it is to get them to do anything by distance. They do basically nothing. But, I mean, that's a hurry to get them back in school, and so they keep up with their studies and don't fall behind, you know, the world and knowledge. But then when you look at it the other way, do I want to keep them alive and their relatives alive and their grandma alive that they go home to and the teacher alive? Yeah, I do. And there's just difficult ways to do this. My own institution is floundering with the idea of how do you do science labs? You know, they're saying, do you want to hire a chemist who's never touched a real chemical? Probably not. But how do you get a lab and make it safe for everybody there? You know, they're trying all kinds of things. They want to spray chemicals in between classes. You know, like the Chinese do, spray down the street, you know. Well, that bothers people with asthma, and it bothers half of the machines you have in the lab. Even things like microscopes are damaged by those kind of fumes. And then when you think of, like, ultraviolet cleaning of the lab in between people, they say to really be totally effective, you'd have to use the ultraviolet at a rate that would be harmful to skin and eyes. You know, to have it be successful just in between classes.
Well, the Chinese did that. Marty,
yeah.
The Chinese did that. And they had ultraviolet disinfection in the classroom. So they had in the ceilings ultraviolet lights, and they would turn them on at night when the students weren't there, and they would turn them off during the day. Well, I guess somebody was asleep, not at the switch, left it on, and the students came in, looked at the light. Well, look at that. Everybody's looking at it, and they were blinded. True story.
Yeah, and how are you going to do that in between classes?
Right.
And social distancing. And most of the students, let's say you make all the students wear a mask. It's pretty hard to teach with a mask on, you know, to be heard well. And so some of the teachers I know are trying to outfit their mask with a microphone inside the mask so they can be well understood but still protect it.
Why are we holding classes? You know, as a parent, Mrs. Finelli and I took our children out of the public training camp for a lot of reasons. And if I were told right now that you will send your children to elementary, middle, or high school, I would say, no, I won't. I wouldn't do it. What would you do?
And my kids all went to public school, but in this situation, no way. It's dangerous. It's a health concern. I wouldn't send them now. And as a teacher, I'm only teaching online. That's all I'll do until this epidemic is under control. I'm not going to go in the classroom. I'm not going to risk myself over that. I record lectures and play them online, and it may not be as good as being there, but it's good enough for now. And I think a lot of the reason people want kids to go back to school is not so the kids get a better education, but so that they don't have to teach their kids. They don't feel qualified or have the patience to teach their own kids.
Interesting.
So pushing them back to school.
Interesting thought. So, Mrs. Finelli and I were the first in the family, you know, in the her side and my side, to homeschool our children.
Mm-hmm.
And we had never done it before. So we had never homeschooled, and we had to figure out the hoops we had to jump through because the county did not like the idea that we were going to homeschool. They
right.
said to us, well, what's your curriculum going to be? And I was kind of short on answers. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We were going to homeschool, and they said at the school board office, so what's your curriculum? And I said, well, we're going to do everything you guys are doing and more.
Yeah.
And they
yeah,
backed
right.
down. And they backed down.
Now, did you get a curriculum from the school district so you knew what to cover or just on your
no.
own?
No, we did it on our own. There is there's several sources. There's a school called the Calvert School in Baltimore. And that was before Baltimore became bombed out, I guess. I don't know if they're still in business or not. But you could buy the curriculum for a few $100s, and they would send you the books, the workbooks, the reading books, and the materials, and you could self-pace to get through all the material with your children. So we used that, plus we supplemented, plus we read what the school system was going to do, the public school system. And our children tested 99 on the Iowa tests, the highest grade you can get.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not saying that they were our children were rocket scientists and it was real easy. No, but everything was a lesson, Marty, everything. Uh-huh. So in the good old days, we went to the supermarket, they learned about how big these cans are, how many ounces. They would compare the ingredients of one can versus another. They'd compare the prices. They would calculate cost per ounce. I mean, uh-huh. everything was a lesson. How far is it to the store? Let's estimate that. Well, let's look on the odometer. What is an odometer? You know, how fast uh-huh. are we going? How long should it take at this mile per hour
wow.
to get that many miles? I mean, those are kind of things. Everything was a lesson. Everywhere we went, we looked up, down, left, right. So it can be done. And we never did it before. Never.
And what public school misses a lot of the life lessons like that. They teach you on paper you can do this and that, but they can't relate it to their lives as an adult and how that would help them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you've covered those things, which is cool.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is we were ridiculed. I mean, our family gets ridiculed a lot. We even get ridiculed publicly. But one of the things we were ridiculed on was, you know, how are your children going to socialize? And my response, you know, to the principal who said, well, what about socialization? And I said, why would I want our children to socialize with thugs?
Yeah.
And then, well, you know, how are they going to get along? Well, that's easy. They go to karate 3 nights a week.
Uh-huh.
And if they can't talk their way through it, they can fight their way through it. And that's happened. I mean, one of our boys has two broken noses. Not his.
What happened?
But, well, someone made fun of him, and he said, you got 5 seconds or 2 seconds to take it back. And the guy looked at him. He said, that's two. Boom. He broke his nose. Our other son decided he wanted to go to the public training camp. He wanted to try. He'd never been to school, ever. And he wanted to see what high school was like. So he started here in Missouri and, you know, a bunch of farm boys. And they made fun of him because he didn't have a girlfriend. Well, he came from Virginia, you know, hadn't been here before and didn't know anybody. And they picked on him and, you know, they called him all kinds of names. So one day early in his high school days, he was in the boys' room. And there were four guys, and they were pushing him around. They were shoving him and shoving him and shoving him and shoving him. And he said, "It's okay. As long as there's only four of you, it's okay." And they thought he was kidding. Because at karate on fight night, you know, once a week there was fight night. And each one of the students would have to fight four people. And the idea is you back yourself into a corner so nobody gets behind you. And then you can fight your way out of it. And this particular son of ours, they didn't know this, but he took first in fighting in the Commonwealth of Virginia. He took first in fighting in sixth state region, and he took third in fighting at Disney AAU Championship, National Championship.
Well, okay,
so they thought he was kidding when he said there's only four. As long as there are only four of you.
And in class, the four that he's fighting are trained people. These are just thugs standing around. They weren't even a challenge.
Right, right.
So
what happened was one day he came back from school. And I said, "How'd it go?" He put his head down. And I said, "What happened?" He put his head down. And he didn't want to talk about it. Well, what happened was the biggest child in his class or in the school hit him, shoved him. And our son, one punch took him out. One punch took him out. The biggest guy in school. And then everybody respected him.
After that.
Yeah, but he also got suspended. And I said, "Well, that's not a problem. That's not a problem for me. We got to get you out of there anyway because you're getting dumber by the second." True story. Marty, when we come back, where would you like to go? Do you want to talk about precautions? Do you want to talk about when should schools open? What do you want to talk about?
A little bit of everything. We'll wrap it up.
Yeah. Marty Barrett's with us. Oh, and maybe you can share, well, do you know any students who have it? Parents?
I do.
Let's talk about that.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Marty Barrett, I'm sure you remember Herman Cain. He was once a presidential hopeful,
uh-huh.
And he died last month of COVID-19. So there are people that are saying it's bogus, it's fake, etc. It absolutely is not. It's real. It is pervasive. It's spreading like wildfire. Currently, in the world, there are 21 million, with an M, cases. There are 758,000 deaths. Yeah. And 13 million, almost 14 million have recovered. But it's still the real deal. But people seem to think that it is not, they think it's fake. Do you have an answer for that? I just think they're nuts.
I have one student that I had over the summer. She told me one day, she said her father in his 60s had a temperature of 104, went to the hospital. They turned him away from the ER, told him to go home because, you know, obviously the risk of infecting the rest of the place, and he was kind of breathing halfway decent. The next day he came back in, barely breathing, put him on a respirator, and he died the next day. And with some cases, you know, I don't want to have to justify to the physician that I'm the one that needs a respirator over somebody else. And that's what it could come down to in some areas. They run low on ventilators. You got to convince them you're worth getting one. And when you're in ill health. And I don't know if apparently a lot of these people have never had experiences. You know, I've woken up after surgery still on a ventilator. And it's a panicky feeling. You know, you flail your arms around trying to get away from it. They notice, she's awake, let's get that out. But the thought of being on that for weeks on end, ugh. And any condition where they have a big parade and line up and applaud you when you leave, you know you're darn lucky you survived. They said people have PTSD. Over a third of the people have it that have been on ventilators. You have nightmares of being on them and wake up in the night scared to death. It's not a pleasant situation, so I have no desire to be in that condition. So So I'm going to obey the...
And all you have to do to reduce the risk is to reduce your exposure. You don't have to go to the store all the time. You don't have to go to the movies. You don't have to go to the mall. You don't have to go to the Chinese factory outlet.
Yep.
You can have things shipped to you. I'll tell you what we do. We have things shipped to us, and they go in quarantine for days. The boxes are exposed to the sunlight. The mail goes into quarantine. It gets exposed to the sunlight. We're not taking any chances. And yet, Marty, we are ridiculed as, you know, that's what's wrong with Finelli. He's lost his mind. He's locked himself up too much.
Well, that's,
and, you know, when it comes to... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm in three book clubs. I do Zoom meetings at each one, and I say, I don't need to determine whatever anybody else does, but I'm not going to be exposed. I'll be on the computer. Some join me, and some will in person. And I don't care if they ridicule me. I do things based on science, and I change based on evidence. And they change based on I'm just real tired of this virus.
Marty, can you share some experiences? You have a bunch of students. Have any of them become infected?
Yes, I had several that did over the summer. And one of them wrote such a sad email to me. She's a foreign student. And just wrote, I'm having trouble, I'm so fatigued, I feel so sick, I can't do anything. She eventually did recover, but I've heard that the ones that are severe, over 100%, have fatigue for a month or more later, after when they're supposedly recovered. They can have hallucinations, all kinds of bizarre things. Even diabetes, you have a higher chance of getting type 2 diabetes after infection with COVID. Because it's a traumatic event in the body. So it kind of leads to that kind of thing. So it's just a real dangerous thing to be taken seriously. And I recommend masks, 6 feet distancing, heavy cleaning, and if somebody tests positive, do your own contact tracing. Who have they been around? Isolate those people. You know, just reduce all risk factors that you can. As both you and I are doing, I'm sure.
It's not that hard.
It isn't.
Yes, it's not that hard.
I've read a lot of good books. Before,
you know, in the good old days, you know, 8 months ago, we would buy things, you know, every once in a while on the internet. We went to stores. And we learned that, you know, we'll just have the store ship it to us. You go to the Chinese factory outlet for $35 purchase, you get free shipping. Go to Sam's Club, if you have a Plus membership, it's free shipping. It's not that hard.
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure that you've learned that, well, instead of going to the supermarket, you've modified that approach. And is it working? Is it working for you? It works for us?
Yep. Stay safe.
Plus, you don't have to. You don't have. Yeah. Yeah. That's all you have to do. And you're likely to survive it. Marty, thanks so much for being with us.
Anytime.
I really appreciate you taking time out of your day. Thank you, Marty.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.